When it comes to success, which is more important, to aspire to do something or to be committed to do something? If we analyze past generations, people were much less aspirational than they are today, but they were far more committed. Again, today's generation is more optimistic, but they're far less committed. Today's generation want the benefits, but what they don't want is the responsibilities that come with those benefits. They want a good paying job. They're just not willing to work hard. People want to get married, but they're not committed to becoming the best spouse they can be. Some want to have children, but they don't want the responsibility of being a full-time parent. Again, people today are highly aspirational, but they're far less committed to what they aspire to. And the problem is that becoming a good worker has its price. Becoming a good spouse or parent also has its price. That in any area of life where you want to become successful, the price you must pay is a long-term commitment, and in many cases, a lifelong commitment. You see, to believe something or aspire to do or become something is of little or no value if you're not committed to what you believe or aspire to. Even to believe in God is of little or no value unless you're willing to commit to God. Aspiring to achieve success in any area of life is of little or no value unless you're willing to make a commitment. Solomon wrote, "The end of a matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride." You see, success is birthed from commitment, and every commitment will require patience, like the patience to plant a seed and actively wait for it to grow and produce fruit. It's not the many things you begin that will lead you to success. It's how many of them you're willing to patiently seed through to its end. To start a job is easy, but to become a successful employee requires commitment. To start a business is easy, yet to build a successful business requires a commitment. To fall in love is easy. All you need is a pulse. To stay in love is far more difficult. Staying in love requires patience. It requires a commitment. Even to have a child is easy, but becoming a good mother or father requires a lifelong commitment. And you see, here is the problem, the bottom line. You're not living the fullness of life until you're willing to commit to something or someone. And when God created you, He did so with the goal that you would achieve something great. But the problem is that you can never become the person you could and should be without a commitment. That in any area of life where you show me a successful person, I'll show you a person who was committed. So here's the question. What about you? What or who are you willing to make a lifelong commitment to?